are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Very pleased to welcome to the show right now someone who is a very close friend, and we worked together for many years at the Buffalo News. He does an incredible job of covering that team and covering the National Football League. One of the very best in our business, Mark Gaughan. And Mark, I know you've been a busy guy the last 24 hours or so since the passing of the news of the passing of Ralph Wilson. And a lot of what you've done, I've gone through it on the Buffalo News website, just capturing, you know, the obituary, the history, chronicling that story. I'd like from you maybe something that really defines what Ralph Wilson meant to the entire National Football League.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for having me on, Vic. I think it's sort of a cliche that he's, but there is a lot of truth to it. The phrase that Ralph Wilson served as the, sort of the conscience of the NFL. It's sort of what a role he evolved into. Certainly, he was a pioneer. He was one of the, most influential owners in the American Football League, which helped, make pro football the national pastime. He had many key, roles in making, the AFL a success, and is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame because of his role as a founding member of the AFL and all he did to keep the AFL going and making it a success and getting a merger. He was one of the key people involved in the merger between the AFL and the NFL. And so that's the short answer.
Sure. And look, there's a lot regarding Ralph Wilson, I know for Browns fans to identify with because he was so insistent, strident in his opinion that teams should stay where they are. And you know, people, of course, here thinking about the Browns and their history and that move to Baltimore, that was something he vehemently opposed, even though you're balancing that with his relationship with Art Modell. They were friends and cohorts as owners of teams, but that was where he would draw the line. He was not in favor of that move. He really wasn't in favor of any franchise move and kept his franchise in one place.
No, that's very true. And that sort of is picking up on the idea of the conscience of the NFL. He believed there was a pact between the teams and their constituencies. And he was good friends with Art Modell, and it was very, it pained him to break with Art Modell on that vote. He was one of only two owners, I believe, or maybe the only one. One of only two who voted against the Browns' move. He felt, and I talked to him about this, he certainly was sympathetic to Art Modell's struggles and Art Modell's desire to get a better facility, but he felt like the city of Cleveland was owed another chance to match the offer or to get the stadium deal together.
Right.
And, you know, they had gone into that, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but they had gone into that year and saying we're going to play out this year and we're going to try to get it together. And then midseason, Art Modell brought the thing to a vote, and Ralph felt like that was not what should happen.
Mm-hmm. Mark Gaughan joining us from the Buffalo News talking about Ralph Wilson, who passed yesterday, the owner of the Buffalo Bills. Give us a sense of the dynamic of league ownership now, Mark, as you see it, with old guard owners. Michael Regg, I mentioned earlier the passing of William Ford, the owner of the Detroit Lions, and then you go through Bud Adams. I mean, there's a list of so-called old guard owners who aren't with us anymore, and Ralph was the last of this breed. Wellington Mara, back with the New York Giants several years ago, saying goodbye to him, and now Ralph is gone, and the league is in different hands, and owners kind of shape what the league is about. What's your perspective on the many years you've covered this as to what this means, not having those that voice of reason or perspective or league conscience available now to all the other owners?
Yeah, I think that is a really interesting and deep question. I mean, certainly Ralph Wilson was a businessman. He wanted to make money. He liked making money. He liked making a profit, and he did make a great profit with the Bills. But he came from a different era, like Wellington Mara and Art Rooney, and he was a sportsman at heart. And like I said, he believed that there was a pact between teams and their communities. So there is a lot to be said for that perspective. That's a perspective that only comes from, growing up, with the league when it was really small time, and being a part owner of a small minority owner of the Lions, as his father was, and watching games at Tiger Stadium, before 10,000 fans, so I think he had, like Wellington Mara, and had a great appreciation for the roots of the game, and I don't know that really exists anymore, but it's a different world. Yeah. And certainly, the owners now, from a business standpoint, you can't knock, the NFL is the gold standard for how leagues should be run.
Sure.
In so many ways. Just one tiny one, but we're having a radio show right now in March.
Yeah,
a
daily radio show about this team, and you're right, and about the NFL. No, that hits it. Last one, we're going to let you go here, but the last one, because it'll. I know this is something too, Browns fans can relate to, because they've, in, as much as you want to believe always that the team that you root for is staying put in your market, we know these things can change. We've seen these things change, and places like Los Angeles looking for teams. So now in Buffalo, there's a lot of focus on what happens next with Ralph Wilson's passing. This team will go up for bid to the highest bidder, as Ralph wished it to be after he took his final breath. So we're at that point. What do you see for the future of the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo?
It's uncertain. I think that the team is, there is not, nothing's going to happen quickly. The current management of the team is going to run and operate the team, for the near-term future, for at least a couple of years. But it will be sold eventually. And, from a lease perspective, the Bills have a pretty much ironclad lease for 7 years. There's a $400 million penalty, which would be, plus a relocation penalty. So they have a good lease for 7 years. But in 2020, as our great old friend Larry Felser would say, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Because there is a one-year window in 2020, mm-hmm, in which the team can leave for $28 or $29 million. And so effectively, there's a one-year free pass.
Yeah.
And who will be owning the team when 2020 comes and that window opens up? That is the question.
Mark, tremendous breakdown of it all, and always a pleasure to have an opportunity to talk with you, my friend. Thanks.
Okay, very, very good, Vic.
All right, he is Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. We are going to hear from Nathan Zagura Michael Regei filling in for him today, and he'll be filling in for him through the rest of this week. But Nathan is going to check in with us, I believe still down in Florida, vacationing, but wants to offer a thought or two on the Browns and on what's going on around the National Football League. That's coming up on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.